you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we pull topics from the world around us and discuss what we like, what we don't like, and what we would do different. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm James Meiser.
And I'm Jared.
Thank you, Jared. And today we're going to be talking about clothes.
Clothes.
So, we have a lot to cover.
That's so horrible. So like let's already ending on a down note.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and dive right in.
Okay. So what do we like and not like about clothes right off the top?
I can tell you one thing that I have very mixed feelings about.
Yeah.
Is getting dressed in the morning.
True. Very true.
I don't know, it's like when you first get out of bed. Like, the last, I don't know. I guess, like, every part of the morning is like, a small form of torture.
Yeah. For me, the worst part about getting dressed in the morning is, especially if it's, like, cold, is just, like, getting out of bed and then getting out of my clothes and then into, like, cold clothes.
Yeah. You should keep your clothes on the radiator.
It's not a bad idea. That's the first thing I would do differently.
You'd put
warmer, just like keep your clothes warm constantly.
Yeah, yeah, in like a small oven.
It still doesn't solve the problem of like getting from the bed to your new clothes. That's another thing I really hate about like getting up in the morning is like
all the wet dreams.
No, that's my favorite part of getting up in the morning. Like I scored last night. Jared, do you have any thoughts on?
Yeah. Well.
Putting clothes on
first. Actually, what I was thinking is just not related to clothes, is just thinking about having like a fever dream and a wet dream at the same time.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yeah, well, my morning routine is pretty awesome. I really don't have too many problems with it because I wear a robe, and robes are the best.
Yeah, that's a big game changer.
Robes are easy to put on, you know, they're nice and warm, and And that's about all you need in the morning. Something that's easy to put on and is warm.
You know, when I was a kid, I thought, like, I really need a robe. Mm-hmm. So for one Christmas, I was like, Mom, Dad, you should get me a robe. Mm-hmm. So they did, but it was, like, way too hot.
In Alaska, it was too hot.
Well, it's just too hot in general. I just kind of feel like it's, like, just this sort of...
You know, I've got this sort of like...
You're very hard to please, James. Just a moment ago,
I know.
Like, your clothes are too cold.
That's, I guess, that's really, like, my main problem with all clothes is that I'm never, like, I'm never the right temperature.
You've
I'm
got
always,
the Goldilocks
conundrum. Yeah. And really, like, especially in the summertime, I'm always too hot. There's, like, I'm always wearing too many clothes.
Too many clothes. That's your problem.
Yeah. If I could... Yeah, if there could just be, like, some sort of, like, clothes where it's just kind of, like... They look like clothes. It looks like you're wearing clothes, but you're really not wearing clothes.
Yeah.
You should wear...
That'd be fantastic.
You should wear, like, fishnet everything.
All right.
Yeah. Sure.
Although, I suspect fishnet... I wouldn't know from experience, but it looks hard to put on.
Jared. You can't wink on the radio. They don't know that you're kidding.
I mean, I think that fishnet would actually be nice, like if it was, you know, like not totally see through. Because I also don't want to just like
you're right. You want to preserve your modesty, but you want to have like all the benefits of really gay clothes. You know, just like fishnets and some assless chaps.
Right. I mean, like all those seem like really good. Honestly, like. If I could just like wear just like a giant fishnet stocking and count that as clothes, that'd be fantastic. But it'd be so intimidating for everybody else.
You know,
is that the word?
It's like
impressive.
Some days, some days you just want to wear clothespins.
What?
Just on your nips?
just clothespins.
Not everywhere. But
everywhere. Oof. Sounds painful.
Yeah. Now, if you were talking about like clothes that are like difficult to put on, just like all clothespins.
It's not office casual, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. You want?
Why are we talking about this? Forget where we started. Oh, this is
putting clothes on.
This is putting clothes on. This is your solution to that.
It's a different method.
Uh huh. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and disagree with Jared once again. I think that there are better solutions to the putting your clothes on in the morning. I think if we had clothes that could somehow manifest themselves at will, or actually no, this is what I want. I want everybody to wear the same clothes every day, and that way, not like the same clothes as each other, but like you just get your one outfit.
Wait, the physically the same clothes? Like,
no, but like the same. So like for me, it's like, you know, jeans and a button-up shirt and undershirt, right? And a denim jacket if it's cold, right? And I pretty much like wear that all the time. But it's if it was like the same exact style shirt every day. If there was just like no decision.
No variation.
Yeah. That way it's like if there's like no decision that I have to make in the morning, that's what I want.
But you want that for everybody, not just for yourself.
Yes. Because I think if it's only me, then people are going to be like, that dude wears the same shirt every day. But if, like, everybody has to do it, then it's, like, you know, it's, like, culturally understood.
Uh-huh. How often are you allowed to change outfits? Or when do you decide?
On your birthday, every year.
On your birthday, you're like, all right, this is all I'm doing.
Uh-huh. You can, well, I mean, maybe you just want to stick with whatever you did last year if you're still feeling that. Or maybe you want to be like, you know what, I'm going to go with fishnets and assless chaps this year.
Yeah.
But you got to stick with it for every day. Except there are, you can modify it for weather, but then it's like you get the same jacket that you always get or whatever.
Wait. So it's like you get the same jacket, but it's like a warmer version of it. So it's like you have a denim jacket.
No, what I'm saying is like, so this is getting very technical. If you can like, you can put it, it's not like you're stuck with just like the same, like three articles of clothing that day. Like there's also like you get your winter clothes for when it's cold, but you don't get like a bunch of different winter clothes. You get your one winter coat and your like one windbreaker or whatever.
Okay.
It's basically, think of it like school uniforms. I think that's a helpful analogy, except everyone has to do it.
For me, my problem with this plan is that I feel like everybody should wear everything exactly the same, or they should just do whatever they want. Because if you choose denim on denim, and I choose assless chaps and fishnets, and then Jared chooses like a very nice three-piece suit.
That's unlikely.
Unlikely.
I think that's the least likely part of this.
Then Jared gets to go to all the cool galas and stuff, and I'm relegated to just like gay clubs.
That's the choice you made, man. Like, nobody made that. So this is the thing. It still allows for, like, personal expression, right? So if, like, if everybody has to wear the same exact thing, then it's kind of like, you know, George Orwell or something. But, you know, so we still get to express ourselves, but we get the burden of making that decision daily taken away.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that what you choose inhibits what you're allowed to do.
Tell me about it. That's life, man.
Yeah, but
if
I'm
you choose to wear fishnets and assless chaps, you need to like live with the repercussions.
I don't think my status in society should be lower just because I like to feel the breeze on my nipples.
Well, I think it should.
But then, you know what I'm saying? Then I everybody do. Just I ends know. Up with like the
right,
median,
you're right. Or everybody like ends up like having to wear their like business clothes all the time or something.
Yeah.
So they can,
it's like,
no, that's a good point.
Yeah. I might have a job interview at some point. So I guess I'm wearing interview clothes every day of my life for a year.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. I think it would change the whole social dynamic, because if you get people to go to their job interview in their assless chaps or whatever, it's like, you know what? I got a little bit of respect for that guy. Like, he knew that this was a possibility, and he went with the assless chaps.
You know, I think you would only have respect for that guy if he also brought a towel that he put down on the seat before he sat down.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point.
To that point, my outfit is not going to be assless chaps and a fishnet bodysuit.
Okay.
Because, like, really what it comes down to with the assless chaps and the fishnet bodysuit is, I feel like weather and, like, heat and coldness are... my clothes are not doing enough for me. You know, yeah. Just transitioning. So when I go to work, I, like, ride the subway, and I'm, like, walking outside, and it's, like, way too hot. Mm-hmm. And then I get to work, and it's way too cold because they have, like, the AC turned down to, like...
50 or something.
50, yeah. So what I want with my clothes is clothes that can, like, be more flexible.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, maybe, like, sleeves that, like, zip on and zip off.
Yeah.
More of like a convertible kind of a thing.
Right.
You know?
Those are very cool.
Yeah.
Boy, I remember in middle school.
Yeah.
Sort of like a modular, like, suit. So it'd be sort of like a body stocking.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Always a good place to start.
You know, sort of like that's sort of like a half, like, down to your, like, knee, almost like a wetsuit, you uh-huh. know. That would be how it would start. And
or like,
be like
one of those, like, old school bathing suits.
Yeah. Very, very much like an old school bathing suit.
Okay, gotcha.
But it would be, like, very light, and that would be sort of like the first level.
It's your base layer.
Base layer.
Okay.
And then you could, like, attach, like, longer sleeves to your legs and arms,
mm-hmm.
and a hood, yeah. and that could be, like, level two. When level three, you start, like, there's, like, a...
I like that it's, like, still skin tight.
You inflate it with, like, hot air.
Uh-huh. Oh, like, with hot air?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it keeps you warm?
Mm-hmm. Like, how inflated? Are we talking, like, like Bubble Boy, or...
Maybe not quite Bubble Boy, but, like, just kind of, like, a nice, I don't know, maybe, like, a...
Well, you make swishing noises when you walk, is what I want to know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Maybe it inflates, like, you know, half an inch
okay.
out.
Okay. That sounds, like, really fun to look at, at the very least. Like, I'm taking enjoyment just picturing it.
So. Yeah. And then if it gets real cold, then you can, you know, that air layer of air, you can replace that with, like, goose down or some sort of insulation.
Uh-huh.
So it, like, it
I,
becomes
you know what
like
else
a,
I like about
a,
this
a
is that it's,
jacket.
Like, you're not going to drown. In this.
No, you're never going to drown.
Very buoyant.
It's also waterproof.
Uh huh.
So, you know, no need for a rain jacket.
Right. Yeah, you know, they should. I mean, I don't know how expensive it is to make this stuff, but like things like rain jackets, it's like, why don't we? Why isn't just all of our clothes waterproof?
Yeah.
You know, like, why is it only the one thing?
Yeah.
Answer me.
So I've actually got a slightly different take on James's idea that I think solves a few problems with clothes and is actually feasible.
You don't think my solution is feasible?
I think there's some forms of technology that are just like not very realistic, I guess. Maybe, you know, I'm usually proven wrong, but, like, weaving in stuff with, like, cotton that's somehow, like, technologically advanced seems difficult. What I would do is I think everybody should have their own personal mech that they're in. It's kind of like Pacific Rim, but on a smaller scale. Just a personal mech-sized, and that's temperature controlled on the inside. And the best part is you could actually be naked in the mech.
Right.
Yeah, so you're a little naked guy inside the giant mech.
Not a giant mech. Just like it's it's like just a little bit bigger than you.
It's more like Iron Man.
Yeah.
But you're naked.
Yeah.
Hey, man, any situation where I can be naked but nobody sees me naked, I'm all for it. And it sounds like you could weaponize it. You know, you've got AC in there. There's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if people...
You think that's more realistic than James's idea?
Yeah, my idea is pretty much just two layers of fabric that you can put stuff in between.
I think James's idea is, like, ready for market testing. Your idea is...
It's like a DARPA project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like it, though.
I do like it. I think that's a great...
I've always watched those Iron Man movies and thought, it looks pretty cool.
Is he naked in there?
I always wonder why he's not naked in there.
Uh-huh.
Would there be padding inside of your of the exoskeleton thing?
Because oh,
that would be not in the
like,
base
in
model.
In the movies, it doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it, but it looks like you know what? It doesn't look like it's padded. It just looks like there's like it's fitted so perfectly that there's no room for it to like him be bouncing around.
Yeah,
and you know Iron Man figured out the problem of putting clothes on too. In like the later movies, he has like that little wristband thing.
True.
That calls his suit to him.
Right.
Yeah. So if he was just naked the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he was like, hold on, let me get dressed.
Yeah. He'll just always be wearing a wristband. And nothing else.
That's the future, guys. We just like wear wristbands and nothing else all the time.
Would you guys actually enjoy just like being naked in public everywhere?
Not everywhere. There's definitely situations where I don't want to be naked.
But most situations,
being naked feels good for one thing, and if you took like the public shame aspect out of it, it's great. But like, there's also situations where I think it doesn't make sense to be naked, like in a kitchen, you know, where there's like boiling oil.
Like if you're a fry cook.
Yeah, if you're like a fry cook, you don't want to be like the naked fry cook, right?
Yeah.
Unless you like the feeling of of little bits of oil splattering on you. It doesn't hurt that much. I wouldn't want to be completely naked in public. I would want to be naked, but I'd want to have one of those sort of old-fashioned signs on, kind of like Bruce Willis in Die Hard 3.
Like a sandwich board.
Yeah, the sandwich board, and it would say, on both sides, it would just say, don't look at me. I'd be comfortable like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's actually interesting though, because it's like, if everybody's naked, does then seeing somebody naked become less special?
Yes,
right?
I think it does,
because like, if you're like, man, I would really like to see this person naked,
right?
And then you just
there they are.
That's kind of like, okay,
that's a good point. That's a very good point. Like, all right, we would definitely be like losing something that is pretty nice.
Would you then have dreams about people in like really nice clothes?
Yeah, I'd be like,
I don't know.
I wonder what this person looks like
in silk,
wearing a burlap sack.
Oh, burlap,
and a cone on their head.
Because
at this point, we've forgotten all like what clothing even are.
Yeah, it's like, right. Okay. So, but anyway, like, look, this is kind of the easy answer to solving the issue of clothes is just making everybody naked. I don't think that's the answer. I don't think people are going to go for it. So,
clothes, I think, are too functional.
They're too functional. I think being naked is great, but I don't think it's a practical solution.
Right, because like as humans, we don't have like fur or anything like that, so it's just not practical to be naked all the time. You know what I'd like is if it was cool to have those hats that have the little umbrellas on top of them.
It's not. What about the hats that you can make clap? Have you ever seen those?
Oh yeah, those are cool. Or like the beer hats. Hats are just like.
Hats are in.
Hats have so many functions that people are not taking advantage of.
I like a functional hat. I wish I had more of them.
Yeah, like maybe like a, like if you could get like a really like wide hat and also use that as like a plate for like like a poo-poo platter.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to save this for later.
And
doink. Put it up there.
Yeah.
Well, you put it on top of the hat?
Yeah.
Because it's just...
in a little cup.
All right.
I also think that you could, like, have reading lights built into your hat.
Yes. Yeah. That's very cool.
What about wind chimes hanging from...
I don't know.
So soothing.
Walking Zen. That's the name of the hat.
There's a... James, I think you've nailed it. I think, like, hats are really being underutilized.
Yeah, because right now it's just sort of like... a lot of times, even if you are wearing a hat, it's not doing the job it's actually supposed to do.
No,
which
it's
is
all
to, like,
for style.
It's style as opposed to, like, shielding the sun.
Yeah.
Really, like, the best kinds of hats are, like, sombreros.
Right.
Huge, like witch hats, 10-gallon hats.
Mullet hats.
Rice paddy hats. Mullet hats?
That protects the your neck from the sun.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't think that's what it's called.
It's a hat with a mullet.
Oh, the kind that has the little hats. Like the yeah,
like
safari
Lawrence
hats,
of, like Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, yeah, that's great. Like the turban with like the cloth that comes down.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
So like hats right now are just piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, so I've
just come to this realization just now, and I feel like I should throw away all my hats.
So look, this is why we do this podcast, right? Is because the, like, what we're talking about with hats is the same thing that we're talking about with clothes, right? Is that, like, what they've come to, the function that they are designed to do and the function that they're actually performing have become, like, different things.
Right.
So that we have to, like, sacrifice, like, comfort for style.
Yeah.
Or it's like, yeah, so, like, hats that are designed to, like, shield your head from the sun. Don't do that. They just, like, you know, make your head hot so that it can, like, look a little bit cooler.
Right.
So that people don't know you're going bald.
Really, like, the only hats that really function as they should now are, like, winter hats. Like, if you have a beanie. Even then, like, a lot of times you'll buy a beanie and it won't, like, fully cover your ears, which is, like...
yeah.
It's one of the most important things a winter hat should do.
I think there's other hats that are still performing functions, but people don't
wear hard hats
regularly.
Hard hats?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Sort of just like helmets in general are all... I mean, I don't know if you can really count those as hats, but... they're functional.
They're not really... people aren't wearing them... like, they're wearing them solely for function.
Right, right.
But here's the thing, though. It's like, to get back to our, like, technology question, is like, why can't we have... stronger materials built into regular hats. Like,
yeah.
Why shouldn't a hat also
be a helmet?
Your head,
yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, why can't my, like, cool baseball cap also be strong enough to stop a bullet?
I was thinking the same thing. I was gonna say Kevlar hats.
Yeah,
that's like more and more of a necessity these days.
Yeah, I don't like.
yeah, especially in our line of work. Everyone's always taking headshots.
Yeah, you're like. Screw you and your MFA.
I hate your podcast.
I hate your podcast. I hate your writing. Uh-huh. Your ads are dumb. It's true. My ads are dumb.
But the Kevlar hat thing, I mean, that's a valid point. Like, we should have... I don't know. I feel like I'm saying this about everything, but, like, that things should be more functional.
Right. Things should be more functional.
So.
I've got a question. My question is about your showering habits.
Okay.
And,
shoot.
and the question is, once you're done with the shower, at what point do you put clothes on?
Oh, right away. Still wet.
Because, yeah.
No, I mean, I used to do a bathrobe also, and I only got out of the habit just because I've been, like, living out of a suitcase for so long. But, you know, I dry off and then put on my underclothes and then, like, get dressed in my room.
My routine is different because I live with my fiance. So I take a shower, I'll dry off, then I'll just, like, let myself air dry for, like, another, like, 10 minutes. And then I'll put on clothes.
Uh-huh.
And then 10 minutes after that, I'll put on socks because my least favorite thing to do when getting dressed is put on socks with wet feet.
When you say that you air dry,
yeah,
I'm picturing you, like, on a windowsill.
Yeah, I'll open up all my windows and sort of, like, crouch in front of them and gyrate.
Crouching and gyrating.
and go, woo, look at this. You know, because I live with my fiance, so.
It's permissible.
Yeah. Do you shout that out the window? It's okay. Yeah, I live with my fiance.
Look at me. I'm getting married. It's great.
Yeah, the reason I was asking was because I think it's a problem. I think a towel, it doesn't dry sufficiently.
Right.
For clothes to be ready to be put on.
I feel validated right now.
Yeah. I see what you mean. I don't have as big of a problem with it, but like, I think it would be nice to have like a walk-in size blow dryer.
Yes.
You know, that you, like going through a car wash kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like just right by the door of the doorway of the bathroom. You like walk out and this thing just like blasts you.
It's like a giant hand dryer.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Dyson bladeless hand thingers.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Those ones that have been shown to be the least hygienic form of drying your hands because it just blows.
Yeah, for sure.
Blows germs everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, even just the idea of, like, you have to put your hand in this, like, taco shell-shaped reservoir, and then it's just, like, doesn't seem good.
Yeah, I mean, so, I don't know. I don't feel like those get any drier than, like, paper towels.
Well, they don't, but they're...
So,
you're not cutting trees down.
What I'm saying is, like,
yeah, trees.
Right, but here's our... But the reason we're talking about this is because we think that a walk-through dryer is going to get us more dry than a towel would.
Oh, I see your point.
I think we need to fact check that.
Yeah.
Before we build one.
Yeah. Because I think of all the crevices in your body.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Think of all the crevices in my body.
Look at me.
Well, you know what's almost more terrifying is if someone didn't have any crevices.
I don't know what's more terrifying. Like a lot of crevices or none.
Right. They're both horrifying, you know.
I don't find none horrifying. I find it kind of like
really like just skin.
Sad. I don't know. There's
just
like
skin everywhere. Just like no like eyes.
No, that is
no,
like if it was
no
like
face.
Just like a skinned over face. That's kind of
yeah.
It's a
just
disturbing,
incredibly taut skin across the whole body.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty horrible. I think that'd be scary if I saw that.
All right.
Cuz it's not like expected, I guess.
And then too many crevices, that's like somebody who's just like really old.
Yeah, you're right. I guess that's not really that horrifying. Just like, you're right. I withdraw my
position. Well, one thing is like not aesthetically pleasing, and then the other thing is just terrifying. Bodies, I feel like bodies are always riding the line between those two categories.
So let's talk about stains.
Stains. Yeah, so that's definitely something that I think in the history of clothes.
It's one of the worst parts about clothes.
It's always been a problem.
It's always been a problem.
I don't think it's ever really been
Although
fixed
I was,
or addressed.
I was somewhere recently, it might have been at Gap or somewhere, but they had clothes that have some sort of, like slacks that have like some sort of hydrophobic coating or something like that. So water just sort of, and like...
Yeah.
Things just sort of like beat off of them or like fall off, which is pretty cool.
When I was in San Francisco last year, somebody was telling me that they had started painting a bunch of the walls in that city with that material because...
Oh, for spray painters or something? For pee.
Because there's like public urination is a problem.
It is a problem.
And like this way it just like...
And before
beads
we,
right off the wall.
Yeah, before we... move off of this subject, I want to just give a shout out to you, Sam.
Why?
For refusing to pee in public.
Yeah.
Last time we were out.
Yeah, I have very... I really strongly disagree with public urination. I think it's terribly distasteful. And it's like, I don't know, we're better than that, you know?
Not me. I'm not better than that.
No, you could be.
Here's a question about hydrophobic pants and public urination. If you were wearing hydrophobic pants, could you just pee in your pants?
Yes. Yes, this is what I'm getting at.
You just would pee in your pants, and it would just, like, go right down the leg.
Yeah. I would just
onto
like
the street.
I would, like, stand near
Like
a drainage pipe or something. And, you know, I don't know. Just, like, pretend to check my watch. Yeah.
Sam, what are you doing over there? Oh, nothing, just whistling.
A thought occurred to me. I need to see it through.
And then as you continue walking, your shoes just squeaking because it's all soaked with your pee.
No, I would kind of like bend my ankle just
so. Oh,
you'd
get really good at it.
So that it would run down the pant leg and right
at you.
And it would not even touch your skin.
It would not even touch. It might touch my skin, but.
But that would feel good.
Well, that's still good. But it definitely, nobody would like look at my pants and be like, oh, that guy just like pissed all over his pants. They would have no idea.
That'd be great.
I like that you won't piss on like a tree outside, but you'll piss all over yourself while standing on a drainage pipe.
Yeah, well, I think that there's a social responsibility to the way that I'm doing it, which is that like nobody else is being burdened by the sight of it. So it's like, all right, so if I've got to pee so bad that I can't like find a place respectable to pee, I would rather, if my pants are hydrophobic and there's not going to be like, you know, it's not going to be apparent to everyone, because I think it's worse if you saw somebody just piss themselves in public. I think that's more disgusting. But the fact that like nobody even knows that's what's happening, I'm kind of okay with it.
What about what if buildings were required to have little holes where you could go pee in?
Ooh, a little glory hole.
Yeah, but it's just for pee, really.
I don't know. I don't think that makes it any better for me.
I think if you need to pee in public, you should pee into your own mouth.
Okay, why?
Punishment.
Like if you got to go this bad, like you
got to drink your own pee.
Yeah.
You got to drink it all.
You know, it's funny. I mean, you're the one who's like more inclined to pee in public.
So. Yeah, I'm totally more inclined to pee in public. I'd just do it in a regular style.
I don't think people should be forced to pee in their own mouths. I think that's pretty extreme.
I was going to say, going back to stains.
Uh-huh.
I have a couple things to say about stains. Like right now I'm wearing a pair of shorts they're white shorts. They're like somewhat white. And somehow, there's just, I don't even know what it is. There's a little dark dot on, like, the right leg. I don't know where it came from.
Oil stain.
A dark dot?
A dark dot.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I've got...
White shorts is, like...
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. That was a mistake.
Unavoidable.
It was a mistake.
So, what do we do about this stain situation, guys?
I kind of feel like all clothes should be patterned so that whether there's stains or not, you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's all, like, kind of, like... camouflage, like all camo gear, but the colors are like marinara sauce, just like a spot of oil, maybe
blotchy,
like cheese,
wine.
Blotchy wine,
bloody handprint.
Yeah, I want like a
gravy.
Like a, I'm gonna get like a
bloody handprint.
Yeah, I know. I bought it this way. Yeah, no, that's a solid idea. Is like if we were able to market that fashion trend as like pre-stained clothing,
yeah,
unstainable,
right? And they all have like BO stains on the armpits like already.
Yeah,
just like right off the bat.
And that's perfect. Everyone thinks that you're like wearing it ironically, and like little do they know like you need this.
And you could have like different kinds of stains for different occasions. Like, if you're going to a nice date night, then it'd have like wine stains,
right?
Like everywhere,
spaghetti sauce,
and right. You'd be like, this is my date night clothes.
Date night, yeah. I like this idea a lot, honestly, because I think then it's sort of like it takes all the pressure out, also.
Right.
And you can just be as sloppy eater as you want, Jared. I'm looking at you. I think that's the solution right there. Rather than trying to put all this money and effort into clothes that, like, repel stains or like are difficult to stain physically, just make it so the stains don't matter.
Yeah,
great. We fixed that.
We did it. I think we actually checked that box. I think it's the first time we actually solved the problem. Okay. So the other thing I think that we need to talk about here is we kind of touched base on this already as far as like functional clothing, but that there's a lot of different kinds of clothes. Is that system working for us? Because I had briefly mentioned an idea earlier where it's like we get the one thing and we have to stick with it. And I think, James, you kind of pointed out some of the weaknesses in that logic. So what are we going to do with all these like different kinds of clothes that we have to wear?
I think it would be interesting to have a lot of like types of outfits that are tied to like emotional states.
Okay.
So it's like if I'm wearing this one like outfit, it's like, oh, Jared's getting real pumped up right now for something. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm like real excited about something, I'm going to wear my like, I'm getting pumped clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I've got this like one shirt that I wear that everyone knows it means I'm DTF.
Or it's like, oh man, Jared's been wearing that depressed like shirt for like 2 months straight now. Yeah. Maybe I should
buy him a different shirt.
Buy him a different shirt. I'm tired of it.
I do like that idea. You know, that's sort of the natural progression of like using clothes to express yourself, like literally use clothes to express your emotions. I guess the only counterpoint to that I can think of is that, does that mean you have to like change your clothes every time you are experiencing a new emotion?
Yeah, well, I mean,
or do you have to like stick with that emotion all day? Like today I'm angry. All day. I'm just kidding. Today's like Wednesday, so I'm angry today. Or, you know, Thursday is, you know, nostalgic. I don't know.
Yeah. That's true. I think this idea works better when combined with like the Iron Man suit idea, where you can like, where you could just, you know, digitally change how your suit looks.
Oh, it has like an emoji.
Yeah.
In front of it. A little poop emoji.
Yeah.
But I feel like you would end up with people lying a lot.
Oh, that's interesting.
On there.
They're not being truthful with
their
emotions.
Wouldn't be truthful. They'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm totally fine, guys.
Guys, the human experience is so complicated. You know?
Or if you're like
a psychopath. Because I would take their clothes at face value, and I would be wrong.
Right.
I would be wrong.
I feel like you'd still have to
look
for cues. And
they'd
be
like, people would be frustrated at me for like not understanding what they're feeling. I'd be like, oh, well, you were wearing the red shirt. Why don't you wear the blue shirt if that's how you feel?
So really, I guess my idea now is just introducing more ways for the world to confuse Sam.
Yeah.
I did like the idea of
emojis,
wearing emojis.
Uh-huh.
You just have emoji shirts. Maybe you could have like a little, you know, you have like a little Velcro emoji set you could like stick onto the front.
Ooh, I like that.
That's actually pretty cool. I bet that could be marketed. What would your emoji be, Jared?
The poop emoji.
Of course.
Yeah. Actually, I take it back. You know, I'm going to go eggplant.
Eggplant?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why? Why the eggplant?
No one knows what it means.
I think of it as like a penis
right.
thing.
Right, but...
Is that just me?
Yeah, but it's an eggplant.
No, you're totally right about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd your emoji be, Sam?
Probably the thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
Yeah. That's the one I use the most, and I think it actually means something. I don't know. A lot of the emojis, they don't really mean anything to me.
There was actually...
Like, sending back, like, the happy face emoji. I mean, that's how this started, right? Was, like, the happy face and the winky smiley face.
Or, you know, the other... Actually, probably the one I would actually do would be... the one where it's like the guy with the really wide mouth, and it's like you can see his teeth.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But not the one where he looks happy or sad.
It's
just
like the one he's like, I don't know. He looks like nervous or something.
But I don't know. Like he could look happy. He could look nervous. He could look scared.
You can read a lot into that.
You can read a lot into it.
I know the one you're talking about.
That would definitely be mine, just because.
It's
because it's so like.
It's ambiguous.
It's ambiguous.
You like project onto it.
Yeah.
Whatever year you right. want.
It is a great emoji. Like
it is.
It's probably like the coolest looking one too.
I very rarely use that one because of exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Because it's unclear what it means. And because it's open. That's my whole problem with emojis is like they're either meaningless or like people like read into them whatever they want. or they're just so silly. But like, there's only a few of them that like actually like mean something, and it's like understood what it means.
That's fact.
Like the thumbs up, it's like you can't read that another way.
Well,
it's just acknowledgement.
But what if you send it sarcastically?
You can't though. You can't. I mean, how do you do that? You put it in parentheses, like.
Well, I guess by itself.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you put it in quotes.
Yeah, thumbs up is pretty straightforward.
You put quotes around it.
Oh. I'm trying to think of like a real life situation where I've given a sarcastic thumbs up.
Yeah, here, this is what you do. You said it's like in a series of texts. You're like, you dumb idiot, you stupid. Thumbs up, thumbs up. You thought that was a good idea? No, it wasn't. Thumbs up, thumbs up.
See, I don't think so. I would just be like, this person is like, crazy. Like is misusing, like doesn't know how to use their phone. Like,
here's how I would use a thumbs up emoji sarcastically.
Uh-huh.
Is Sam, you text me, my wife just left me.
Uh-huh.
And I
typical text from Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I would type back LOL and then thumbs up emoji.
Uh-huh.
I think that's like pretty clearly sarcastic.
I don't know. I think
or is that just like me being a dick?
I think it's you being a dick. And maybe not believing, like maybe not understanding that I was serious about my wife leaving, like that you think I'm joking for some reason. Like, aha, Sam's, I'm not married, everyone. Like, it's Sam's wife. Ah, she's not leaving him. That's a joke. Good one, Sam. Here's a thumbs up.
All right.
Sam's not married. He's DTF.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hence the shirt.
Here's another attempt. I send one text. It says, hold your phone upside down. And then the next text is a thumbs up emoji.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Although with phones rotate, like auto rotating the screens,
right?
It would
so that it's the idea is that it becomes a thumbs
exactly.
down exactly when they rotate their phone. Yeah. So it's like not only do you disapprove, but you like did it in a clever way that made them look like an idiot.
I kind of like that. That's pretty cool.
That's really mean. Yeah, I think most of the time. Thumbs up expresses me.
No, I'm gonna side with you on this one. I mean, I think there's enough things in the world that have been like twisted into being terrible. Let's not mess thumbs up.
Anyway, I like teeth guy.
Yeah, that guy's great. That'd be a good shirt just on its own.
Well, what else do you guys want to talk about?
Scarves.
What are you guys' thoughts on the scarves?
I like scarves.
Don't like them
because it kind of fits into that piece of clothing that. That you're kind of mentioning, James, like you need temperature control that's variable. So you can... Scarves are pretty easy to remove when you're too hot. Pretty easy to put back on when you're too cold.
Stylish. They look good.
They look good. My big problem with scarves is that some of them are itchy.
Yeah.
Well, you need to buy better scarves.
Yeah, that's
kind of...
You could say that about any clothes, really. But... I know what you mean. Like sometimes like a wool scarf is kind of
itches a little bit.
Well, it's also I think part of that too is just like your throat is not something that you're really used to wearing fabric on, you know.
Yeah.
So, I think that's all it is.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't really like scarves.
Why?
I feel like too constricting.
Oh, I actually feel you on that. It kind of feels like I'm being choked by a small child.
Yeah. You know, it's just like like you said, like I'm not used to wearing stuff on my neck, so when I have something on it, I find it more irritating than like nice, you know. I'd rather just have like a good collar that's like kind of
like a nice high collar.
Yeah, a high collar rather
like
than
like a dog collar,
an entirely new.
Yeah, like an Elizabethan.
like a black leather dog collar.
Yeah.
You know, with
paired with a ball gag.
Uh huh. My thing about scarves is that they are. Too hot. I can only wear them if it's like really cold out because actually like I put them on and if it's just like a little bit cold out then I'm like burning up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So
I think I've said this already a couple times is that I'm just like always too hot. So it's besides in the morning. That's like the only time when I'm too cold.
Right.
When I get out of bed, too cold. Any other time than like the first 10 minutes of my day, I'm always too hot.
Yeah.
Getcha.
So scarves for me are generally a no-go. What I would like, though, maybe, is like a wind guard than like a than like a, you know, than like a warming thing.
Uh huh.
Because like if it's like really windy and it's cold out, that can be like pretty cold because the wind just goes right into your jacket.
Uh huh.
So if it was more like a windshield unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That I wore around my neck.
So, okay, but just around your neck, not like it doesn't go around like your entire head. I'm picturing you in like these like old like astronaut glass bubble helmets.
I've always kind of wanted one of those. So what I'm getting at is somebody somewhere make astronaut suits that I can just wear all the time.
That would be cool.
Yeah, does this work with your inflatable suit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like another thing that you just like clip on onto like the front of it. It's like a astronaut helmet.
You know what would be a very practical piece of clothing that I don't think exists, and probably for aesthetic reasons? It is something that warms your ears and your nose. Because those are the things, like, if it's a little cold,
yeah,
it's ears and nose are what get cold. So I just,
what about like a balaclava?
Yeah, but that's like pretty extreme.
I just want it to go ear to nose to ear.
Yeah, I picture it almost looking like those Groucho glasses.
Yeah,
except without the
eyeglasses
the eyeglasses part and like earmuffs attached to it. So it'd be like earmuffs. Some sort of frame that goes down to your nose, and then it goes over your nose.
And it just warms it up.
I like that. Yeah. It seems pretty useful.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, I like that. You know what I like about it is that your mouth is still free.
Yeah.
So you can, like, I don't know, talk or make out. Eat a burger.
All three at once?
Yeah. You know, you're having like a really good night.
Like, oh, this is a great date. I'm eating a burger, talking, and making out.
Yeah.
Everybody else is just moving back in disgust.
Yeah.
Sounds great to me.
I think people should make out before dinner. What do you guys think about that?
Well, what if you're like, what if you're both eating something and you're like, oh, you should try this? And they're like, oh, you should try this. And they're like,
you had to make it gross. Like, you know.
It's like, I wonder what it would taste like together.
Uh-huh.
Let's figure it out.
Let's push our faces
together. Well, you just call it, you know, it's just like a cute, it's just like a little cute thing that you do. You call it mama bird time.
I don't think it's cute at all. And I don't think it's a good name for it. Sorry, Jared.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm sorry, Jared. Your idea abhors, I find it abhorrent.
You don't like the idea of mama birding?
No.
All right, fine. I won't ask you to mama bird with me.
I feel like that is really like the only way to both eat and make out at the same time.
Yeah.
I think you need to choose. Just, I don't know. Maybe this is why I'm still single.
Such a prude, Sam.
I can't give women what they want. The make out sandwich. I think your invention sounds pretty cool, though. I think we've come up with a couple of, like, pretty marketable ideas here today.
Yeah.
Like, that, the nose ear guard, we need a name for it, first of all.
I've got a name for it. So there's earmuffs, but this is really for more your whole face. So call it, like, face muff, or maybe muff face.
Muff face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'd buy a muff face.
Yeah, put your face in the muff. Muff face. Yeah.
Get muffed.
Get muffed.
There we go.
I think it's a great idea. And that's a really good name for it, Jared. So, patent pending.
I'll talk with my, Chinese suppliers and see what they can come up with.
Like, guys, I'm looking for some muff. I don't know. It's an idea. I honestly think the mech suit is probably the coolest thing, and like the most, it's got the most utility. But it's just also limited by
not being close,
not being feasible. So. I also liked your outfit that adjusts to different like weather scenarios. I think that should happen. I guess I just I kind of want an outfit that does that, but I don't have to like go through the steps of like taking it apart and reconfiguring it. It just like does that automatically.
See, I think that with my system, it's pretty much just like you're just like putting sort of like, if you think about it like a sandwich, right? It's like you have your inner layer, your outer layer, and then whatever you fill it with.
Uh-huh.
So it can be like nothing, could be hot air, could be feathers, and it's just sort of like you just have like a little like a giant like syringe that you just sort of like put into like the back of it, and then it just goes uh-huh. And it just like squirts all the all the stuff in.
But okay, but,
and then you can suck it back out.
Okay. I mean, no, okay, so that works, except then, like, where do you keep the filling and the syringe device? Do you have, like, one at home and one at work and one,
yeah,
like, everywhere you go? I mean...
Right, that is the problem, right?
So it's like, I want clothes that, like, are able to adjust throughout the day.
Right.
Not that I, like, set... Because, like, what I have now is clothes that I, like, put on in the morning and I'm, like, stuck with them all day.
Yeah.
Whether it's raining or it clears up and gets hot or...
Well, guys... This comes down to layering.
Well, I was going to say that this actually brings up sort of an issue I do have with clothes, and maybe something that could be improved, is directly related to layering, because it's if you go out and it's cold, you got a bunch of, you know, like three or four layers on, and then as soon as you go inside, you're too hot, so you take off a layer or two, but what do you do with the layers that you took off? Now you're stuck.
Trash.
did you say throw in the trash?
Trash.
yeah, one possibility.
A coat rack or something. I don't know. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I obviously tie it around my waist.
Do you really?
I mean, I've been.
I guess I haven't hung out with you in a while. Are you like tying sweaters around your waist?
It's way too warm over here to wear a sweater at all. But all right, just picture though, if you had the clothing technology where clothes could shrink.
That's kind of like those collapsible clothes, you know, like a windbreaker that folds into its own pocket.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if it could, like, be, like, way, way, way smaller, and I could, like, put that in my wallet, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
You know how it's, like, you got those, like, space blankets that fold up into just a tiny, tiny little thing, and
sure.
Then you, like, open them up, and it's huge? We need that. We need that for clothes.
Have you ever used one of those?
No.
Does anybody?
Yeah.
I like opened one up just for fun once when I was a kid.
I've done that too.
Do you think
it's like an emergency
use
thing.
Space blankets in space?
I think that's why they're named that.
Do you think Neil Armstrong, when he was walking on the moon, he got a little cold, a little chilly, and put on a space blanket?
Yeah. Now, after the spacewalk, he was in the lunar lander, and he was shivering because he saw an alien. Buzz Aldrin gave him a cup of tea
and a space blanket
and drank a space blanket.
Yeah, he couldn't find like a real blanket. He just it was just like a roll of aluminum foil.
Right. Yeah, some like Reynolds wrap.
I want an entire suit made out of space blankets.
You want an entire suit made out of space blankets?
Yeah.
Sounds really loud.
It's loud in both visually and
I don't know. As somebody who
auditorily.
Is like complaining about being too hot all the time. Like, you want to wrap yourself in something that is going to trap heat.
Is that what it does?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole point of it. It's that it's small, but your body heat, like, doesn't escape.
Oh, well, I definitely don't want that then.
So
I take it back.
It's a survival mechanism, you know? It's like if you're starting to... If you're, like, stranded in the woods or something.
I feel like I should have a space blanket just in case.
They're like a dollar. They're really cheap. They're not that cheap, but they're very cheap.
Should we do a little recap?
Us, Jared.
Yeah, you do it.
All right, well, we started talking... we started off talking about waking up and how that sucks. Then we discussed what it would be like if everyone was forced to wear the same outfit and they could only change their outfit once a year. I think this was Sam's idea, and I think we all decided that was a terrible idea. but you know, Sam, you already do that on your own, so I think that's probably why you brought it up. And then we got into I think probably the most heated discussion was around temperature controlled clothes. Do you like as a pun there?
Yeah, congratulations. Right.
I actually didn't get it until you pointed out that there was a pun, so.
All right, that's why sometimes you have to, you know.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
It's worse. There's not. It's hard to make a pun better.
Uh huh. We can do a podcast on that. What I would do differently about Jared's sense of humor.
And then, so James brought up the idea of, I actually am not sure I can describe it accurately. James, do you want to?
It's a modular sandwich suit.
Of course. A modular sandwich suit that keeps your body at the perfect temperature throughout the day, sometimes with the aid of a syringe.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
That's it.
Yeah. Then I suggested a more mech-based suit, kind of like an Iron Man thing. That might be, I thought that might actually be more technologically feasible, which you guys disagreed with. But we can agree that mine doesn't require syringes.
Well, you have to get that thing installed into your heart.
Yeah.
Right?
The arc reactor?
If it's the actual Iron Man suit.
Yeah. Yeah, it does need a power source. That is true. And then we also talked about how some waterphobic coating on pants would make public urination more acceptable.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, probably going to be a relief for drunk people across the country.
Ooh. Rim shot.
You didn't like that one?
No. I think you should stop with the puns.
We also discussed how it would be nice if people could express their emotions through clothes, and we came up with the idea of sort of like emoji stickers, like Velcro things, so you can just wear different emojis and you could change it throughout the day.
Yeah.
So that people know
that's cool.
Yeah.
What mood you're in, how you're feeling.
You know, I didn't think about this until just now, but actually you could also have conversations that way.
And much louder, because it'd be a Velcro rip, like every time you're like,
yeah.
Sad face.
Yeah, and your teacher would be like, if you have something to say, say it to the whole class. And you would have to like stand up and put on the nervous smiley face.
Well, and then that led
to that
the,
got us
to
the
a new
muff face.
Yeah. We came up with the muff face.
Or the face. Was it muff face or face muff?
I think muff face.
Muff face.
Muff face.
Muff face really just...
Get muffed.
Yeah. You know what else? I kind of like that it kind of sounds like muff face.
Muff face.
Get out of my face.
So if someone's like, what is that? You're like, muff face.
Muff face. Yeah, muff face. I think that brings us up to speed,
I think,
right?
So.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for this week.
Wait, we didn't say please...
Scribble subscribe to us. Well, I just said it perfectly. We'll just keep that.
That's been the show. If you guys could please give us a review and subscribe to us on iTunes, that would be really pretty cool.
Just go on to iTunes and
nailed
just
it.
Give us a thumbs up emoji.
Tweet a review at us at What's Up Pod. That's how
that's,
pout.
That's not
that's,
pout.
That's not pout. Yeah, tweet us a review on Twitter at that's not pod.
I like that it sounds like that's not pod.
That's not pod.
That's not pod.
At that's not pod.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
thanks
you
guys
so much.
You're the best.
I apologize that the rest
we love
of your day
you
will not
so
be as good.
Much.
Quote thumbs up unquote.